Culture, in my own personal definition, is life as we know it. But it is also life as it once was, long ago, before you or I or even our parents walked the earth. Although I am not of Native American descent, I have spent the last 18 months as a Tribal AmeriCorps program member, serving the Lac des Flambeaux grade school. Part of my service there involves working closely with the Envision program. I think it would be best if Ariana, a seventh grader in the program, described it for you in her own words.
Envision is a project-based learning system, and it's mostly to help kids who kind of need, instead of reading out of a book, you would go out and do it hands-on. And to me, honestly, that would be the way that I would learn the best.
What are some of the things that you've done with the Envision program?
Between this year and last year, we did do a lot of cultural things that ties into our culture. We made birch bark baskets. We've been to art galleries. We've been to colleges. And recently, we've gone to UW-Madison to help.
What did you do down there?
We helped and learned from Wayne Valier how to make a Ojibwe Anishinaabe Wigwasi Jimon.
Which is?
That is a birch bark canoe.
Wayne Valier is an Ojibwe artist and cultural teacher from Lac des Flambeaux. He spent some time last semester as an artist in residence at UW-Madison working on a project called These Canoes Carry Culture. Several of the Envision students were able to travel down to Madison and learn from Wayne as he constructed a traditional Ojibwe canoe.
This is how we make all those ribs. This is how all those ribs are made, guys. We split them out of the cedar like that.
Wayne is well known throughout his community as a true native craftsman. He is always practicing some part of his culture, whether that be singing, maple sugaring, fishing, or simply speaking Ojibwe Mo'en. There is always a gleam in his eyes when Wayne speaks about his culture.
When I was born, I was born with a white streak in my hair. And my full-blooded Ojibwe grandmother told my mom that when I was born into the world, a spirit of an old Indian went in me. And she said that someday, she goes, this one here, she said, is going to know a lot about Native culture. And for whatever reason, I was drawn to that all my life. Since my earliest memories, I always wanted to learn about Native ways, our ways.
It's awesome and fun because we get to learn how to make a canoe and see how it's done and step by step by step by step.
That's Lorena, a sixth grader in the program. After we returned to Lac des Flambeaux, I decided to see how much she still remembered.
First, you get the cedar from the tree. Second, you split the cedar with a
hatchet.
Third, you soak cedar in lake for 2 weeks. Four, you steam the cedar in a steamer, which...
What is it? Like... Describe it.
It holds a bunch of steam and it gets really warm and you put the board in there.
All right, and then what do?
Then you bend cedar against a round piece of wood to give it the right shape. Six, you place cedar rib and canoe and number them. Seven, you let it dry. Eight, you cut off the ends and sand them. Nine, you wedge ribs into the canoe.
And that's how you do it.
The canoe was ready for its maiden voyage just 1 week after the ribbing was put in. We returned to Madison for the launching ceremony on Lake Mendota.
So girls, what are we doing today?
Right now, we are at Lake Mendota in Madison, ready to have the first maiden voyage, and we're going to set off to Lake Mendota.
A crowd of about 100 people gathered on the shore of Lake Mendota. Many of these spectators were students from Lac des Flambeaux who were very excited to watch the canoe meet the water. It was a very windy day, which made for a short maiden voyage, but the crowd cheered loudly while the canoe made its way through the water. Ariana and Ayana, a sixth grader in the program, helped sum up the experience.
So why is it important to you that this experience and all this knowledge is brought back to your community?
So that our little ones will learn and pass it on through generations and will never leave it behind.
We forget sometimes the way life used to be. And in doing so, we risk losing a piece of who we are. But for everyone who is involved in the project, These Canoes Carry Culture was a way not only to remember, but to participate in the way it once was. For WXBR, I'm Jessica Samuelson.